Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin. In the studio with me this morning, I have Robin Sherman from the Sitka's Legacy Foundation and Captain Matthew Morrow from the Salvation Army. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
So today, the day after Cyber Monday, the day after Black Friday, all this crazy buying of things, today is a special day. It is Giving Tuesday. In a few words, what is Giving Tuesday?
Giving Tuesday is a national day of giving, giving back of your time, giving of money. It's a day to celebrate the holiday spirit and giving to others.
Excellent. So both of you are with organizations that's your main goal is giving back and supporting the community you're in. So for the Sitka Legacy Foundation, how does the Legacy Foundation go about doing that, of supporting people in Sitka?
Sitka Legacy Foundation is a local fund or affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation, which is a statewide public charity. And our goal is to raise money to support our local nonprofit sector. We have been building our endowments since we were founded in 2013. We now have a little over $500,000 in endowments.
Awesome.
Those are permanently protected funds. We use the income and growth to invest in the community by making grants to our local nonprofits. And we also have other strategies to help support our whole nonprofit sector.
Awesome. That's amazing. So Salvation Army, that's something like everyone in Sitka, you're driving by, you know where it is. What all happens inside the doors of the Salvation Army here?
Well, many of you know that we have our feeding program that's Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 12:30. But we also have our social services, and with the donations that we receive from the grocery stores in the community, we're able to help serve year-round the people of Sitka, and allow people to come through our doors and help with receiving food baskets and things like that, as well as we do utilities assistance and rental assistance and things like that. So the donations that we receive through, for example, our Red Kettle campaign, which is going on right now, help support your local Salvation Army throughout the year.
Excellent. And I feel like that's the most quintessential thing people think of when they think of the Salvation Army, is those red kettles.
Right.
So where are they located in town?
We have three kettle sites that people can man: Seamart, Lakeside, and for the first time, Russell's, the door right down from Ben Franklin. And since Ben Franklin closed, we're now able to use Russell's. So that's our third kettle location this year.
And who are those people ringing bells? Are they members of the Salvation Army, or who is it?
Yeah. Some are members of the Salvation Army, and some are just local community members just wanting to give back of their time and just want to ring the bell and make a difference in their community and help support the local Salvation Army.
Awesome. And I guess that's the whole point of Giving Tuesday then, is finding ways to give back.
I want to emphasize how many ways there are to give back in this community. You don't have to be wealthy to be involved in philanthropy. You can volunteer your time by just signing up for a couple of shifts to ring a kettle. If that's not your thing, you can certainly donate money, put it in a kettle. And, you know, we are so wealthy in nonprofits here. There are so many people in this community who care. Mm-hmm. And there are opportunities to volunteer with local nonprofits no matter what your skill set is and no matter what your interests are. There is a nonprofit in Sitka for you to get involved in. So this is a great day to think about what are my passions in this community? Mm-hmm. Where do I want to give my resources, including both my time and my money? You know, if you're making donations, this is a great day to do it. You know, we typically make our end of year donations on Giving Tuesday. It's a nice feeling to do that. You don't have to do it today. It's certainly a great time of year to be making those donations, and now's the time to think about it. And it's also a great time to think about, where am I going to volunteer my time over the upcoming year?
Definitely. And like you were saying, it's kind of nice to have it of like a day you look forward to, of like, this is a planned day I'm going to set aside for giving back to my community. In many ways, like, the community already gave back to us every other day of the year. It's our one chance to make a concerted effort to do the same. So what kind of For the Sika Legacy Foundation, right now with the $500,000 that you have for the endowment, what kind of grants are you able to supply with that current endowment size, and how are you hoping to grow it?
Right now, our invested endowment funds are generating between $10,000 and $11,000 a year in income that we can use for grant making. For the last couple of years, we've really been focused not exclusively but primarily on meeting basic needs. This year, we did make a grant to Salvation Army because they're one of the critical organizations mm-hmm. in this community meeting those basic needs. We were also fortunate this year in that we received a $5,000 grant from First Bank that we were able to use for regranting, and we used all of that for basic needs. But obviously, the need in this community is a lot bigger than that $10,000 or $15,000. We were founded in 2013. We really see Seward Community Foundation, which was founded a little earlier in 2008, as our model. 3 years after they started, they received a significant legacy gift from a member of the community who passed away and left his entire fortune of a little under $2 million wow. to the Seward Community Foundation. And they are now making over $105,000 in grants every single year in a community that's, you know, just a little bigger than the third the size of Sitka. Mm-hmm. And that's a realistic goal for us. We would love yeah. to have $2 million to be able to make that level of grants, which makes a huge difference in a community this size.
Oh, definitely. And obviously a legacy gift like what happened in Seward is possibility here, but it's also, I mean, with three times as many people as Seward, that's three times as many people who can give $10, $100, $1,000, or 10 minutes, 10 hours, 1,000 hours to help.
There's so many ways to participate. You know, you mentioned legacy giving. There are a couple of paths to immortal life. The Salvation Army has one approach. Our approach is that, you know, you won't be immortal right here on this earth, but your money can be, mm-hmm. And if you leave it to your local community foundation or to one of our other great nonprofits, that's a way that you can make a huge difference in this place after you're gone. So, you know, we're happy to talk to anybody about that.
Awesome. So with the Salvation Army, Matt, you mentioned like the daily services that you're providing. You mentioned before we got on air that the Salvation Army just here in Sitka is helping anywhere between 85 and 95 individuals every month for social services.
Right.
And you have hot lunches Monday through Friday. You guys do amazing things. Is there like a membership or anything you have to like agree to
do you have to be a believer?
Who is allowed or offered these opportunities, these options?
We accept anyone who comes to our doors. We have no discrimination with anybody. If they need assistance, great. If they want to come in and join the church, great. You know, just we welcome anybody through our doors. Mm-hmm. And that's who we are. That's what we do. That's our mission statement and what we stand for.
Wonderful. Yeah, I feel like sometimes there is that little confusion, but right. You're here to help anyone in Sitka.
We're here to serve.
That's wonderful.
We're here to serve.
And another thing you mentioned was just this past week, you were helping families, whole families here in Sitka for the Thanksgiving weekend. What were you helping them with?
We had our Thanksgiving distribution last Tuesday, and we served 150 families in Sitka on that day. And again, all that was taken care of through donations and volunteers coming through, help setting up the tables in our chapel, help putting the food out, mm-hmm. getting the food in people's hands and out the door, and blessing them with a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner.
That's wonderful.
And so thank you to the volunteers for doing that.
Yeah.
And everyone involved in that.
That's wonderful to have. And that's just one holiday in this whole holiday season. Right. So more help is always needed.
And you also talked about support from local grocery stores. How important is that to what you do?
What we receive in our donations from the local grocery stores has a huge impact on what we do year-round mm-hmm. with our feeding program. And without their support and their generous donations, you know, it'd be tough to operate our operation.
Definitely.
So, thank you.
And I think that's a really important point that our local businesses. You know, the Hames family for sure. I know that AC also chips in. They're really critical to our ability to support the community and the nonprofit sector. And I know people are always looking for opportunities to save money, but when you shop locally, that money stays in the community, both in terms of, you know, dollars recirculating, but also in terms of philanthropy. So I really want to give a shout out to our local businesses who give back to this community.
That's very true. And one of the, we agreed about this earlier, one of the most wonderful things about the Sitka community is everyone really loves this place and really loves the community they're a part of. And takes a lot of opportunity to show that love and appreciation. And this is a day, kind of a holiday just specifically for that, of giving back and showing your love and support for this community and all the wonderful things that are being done in it. Well, we have, oh my goodness, just less than a minute left. And I wanted to point out for folks who want to get more information about Sitka Legacy Foundation, about the Salvation Army, there's the digital world that they can go to find out more. Sitka Legacy, you are at sickalegacy.org. For your online presence?
That's correct.
Perfect. And you have a lot of communication, Matt, with the community through your Salvation Army Facebook page.
Correct.
So that's Salvation Army Sitka Corps, C-O-R-P-S.
Correct.
And that's a good way to learn information and then to actually be in contact with you.
Right. That's a good way to get in contact with what we have going on. Any questions, concerns, things like that. I check that page throughout the day.
Perfect.
And I'll get back to you.
Wonderful. So thank you both for coming in, Robin and Matt, for Giving Tuesday, for a chance for everyone to give back to the community. And thank you both for the wonderful work that you do to help support this great community of Sitka.
Thanks, Aaron. And everybody out there, make sure that you do at least one thing to give back to the community today.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.